Live from the Gregory Ricks and Associates Wealth Management Studios, this is News Talk 99.5 WRNO.
Winning It Live with Gregory Ricks. I'm your co-host, James Barker. Sorry about the pause there. I had to readjust the camera in here, the frame. It needed more Parker in it. So this is Winning It Live with Gregory Ricks. I'm your co-host, James Barker. So you can probably guess that you can already catch us online through various apps. We have the Winning It Live app. You can do the iHeartRadio app. We're also streaming right now on Facebook Live and on Periscope at Gregory Ricks. We'll bring the number segment to you in a couple segments here. If you want to go ahead and check out the charts, maybe look ahead, see what we're going to be looking at in the exact same segment. It's also at winningitlife.com or the Winning It Life app. Had a good weekend show. The Saturday edition was stellar. Wes Blanchard, the estate planning attorney of the Total Wealth Authority, was our guest in the second hour. And this is one of those things where we just started talking about something, and apparently there's quite a few people having that issue. And it started out with a simple discussion on if you have a rental house, if you have – because this is such a common thing when people get some extra money and they want to invest and come up with another stream of income. You know, buy the house down the street, rent it out, you can make a couple bucks off of it like that. And we see other people doing it, so it's got to work for somebody, right? And the discussion just started with the importance of if you have that rental house, put it in an LLC. Get Wes Blanchard or some lawyer to put together a legal entity from you so you have some sort of separation between the two. And then a guy called in and he's like, man, I just did that. And they wouldn't give me homeowner's insurance. They said I had to get something like landlord insurance. I was like, yeah, there's a few things you're going to do different. And then we started walking through that process. Hey, you know, if you already have a rental property and you're going to put it under the LLC, you better check with your lender first if you're still paying off your mortgage. And there was all kinds of great little facets to that. That it sounds like it's an easy thing. Yeah, just put it under the LLC. But you know, when these things come out of people's mouths, especially smart people who have attained levels of success that have evaded you and I. A lot of times they say these things, but when you go do them, it's a little more complicated than it sounded on the radio. And we were just busting up all the complications. It's like, here's another brick. Well, we'll just smash that one. Here's another brick. Well, we'll smash that one. Well, how's the insurance work? Boom. How does the estate planning work? Boom. How is it taxed? Boom. Do you still get to use your homestead exemption? No. And it was great. And then someone else called in, started a whole nother discussion we had that was like, well, you know what? I was told to put my house in a trust, and I was kind of in the beginning of going through that process. Why would we do an LLC instead of a trust? That was a whole nother conversation. So the Saturday show was this sort of animal that grew itself. It started from just an organic conversation, you know, about some rental properties. And look, it's worth going back if that's what you're thinking about doing for your side hustle, or maybe you're already getting into the rental business. Go back and check out Saturday's show. We did not intend for it to be, the supermarket sweepstakes grand prize for those of you who are doing rental as a side project. But even though we didn't intend for it to turn out that way, it did turn out that way. And we hit it from all angles on how to make money, on how to title it, on how to take revenue off of it, on how to handle the debt from it, on how it affects your estate planning. It was great. I'm really proud of the show we did. So the podcast is excellent for Saturday. Or you know what? You can go watch the old video on Facebook Live. It's still floating out there. So I don't know. I got really excited. But today's a special show as well because technically it's June 11th, 2018. And what that means is it's the birthday. Is this anniversary or birthday? I think it's anniversary probably sounds better. But it's the 8th anniversary of Winning It Live with Gregory Ricks. So, happy anniversary.
Happy anniversary, James. Seems like yesterday, huh?
No, it seems like a long time ago.
It does seem like a few years. Not that this is boring or anything. I enjoy doing the show. Ever since 45 minutes into the first show.
Oh, yeah, that's always a great setup right there. The first time. You remember your first time.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, look, I remember my first time because I was this guy who wasn't so sleep deprived, and I had a lot more freedom and free time and hobbies and things like that because I was a newlywed. I'd only been married a few months, and I didn't have any kids yet when this show started. Can you believe that, Gregory? Zero kids when the first episode of Winning at Life aired in 2010.
I remember.
Yeah. Now I have four, and the oldest is about to be eight. So.
Yeah, and your first one, he would join us for lunch at times.
Oh, yeah, when I was Mr. Mom for a while, and Miss Parker had to work. Yeah, I was in charge of the kiddo for a while. And I'd have to meet you for lunch with a kid in tow. That was great.
It's funny how he would, whatever that was, he was feeding on some little sucky looking aluminum pack, and then he would just fall asleep.
Yeah,
he fell asleep. Lean forward, fall asleep.
Yeah, we call them fruit squeezies. It's just a little mush that they squirt in their mouth. Works out great. But, yeah,
and the show's really evolved. 1 hour on another hour and on Saturday mornings evolved to 8 hours of live radio there. So really something. And, yeah, one station and what we heard on air feed, what, 15 stations pick us up a week. And, of course, the stream is national. And we've had calls from Canada, even from Europe. As well on the show.
Yeah.
Have we recorded Alaska yet?
Yeah, we had a call from Alaska.
Okay.
We had a call from Alaska like in 2013. But no, it's 14 plays live, one plays is tape delayed. But if you know a radio station that needs an extra show that's awesome with money, then that would be us. Let us know. We'll give it to you. Something else that we've improved since the show began. Look at this sweet shirt I'm wearing. And you got the cool logo shirt on yours. Look at these. These are awesome, man. Because I've got the nice Nike golf shirt. With the logo on it. You got the Nike golf shirt.
I didn't even realize.
Yeah.
I have the winning shirt on today.
Yes. These are sweet. And they wick away the moisture, so it's perfect when it's June 11th. What was the humidity today? Like 99%? Felt like I was walking into the bathroom. Like when someone's taking a shower. That's what it felt like. All right. So here's to 8 more years. What do you think about the radio business? You already knew the financial world, and that was an eye-opening experience for me. But did you have any misconceptions about the radio world? Anything that surprised you?
Not really. I didn't know much about it, but I've not been surprised. I think our success has grown more than I expected with radio. Our listening audience, the size of it, the stickiness of it, and becoming almost famous because of it too.
Yeah, you know, the one thing I learned is I expected, because this is what you hear when you listen to talk radio, you hear a lot of critics or you hear a lot of calls of people beating up, or you go online and you look at comments on stories and stuff and you see people complaining. But once I was on the other side of the microphone, I got to see everything that's going on in the behind the scenes. I was actually surprised at how absolutely nice people are. For every complaint, you get 100 compliments. And we don't let on calls where people call in. They're like, hey, I just want to say I love the show. I've been listening to you guys for years. Well, I'll pass it along. What's your name? Thank you. And we just hang up because, you know, it's horrible radio. No, you're the best. No, you're the best. No one wants to hear that, right? But people are overwhelmingly nice. And when they do meet you in person, if they have heard the show before, I mean, that's kind of an eye-opening in a positive way, how nice the common man is to just some regular schmo on the radio.
Yeah, we get thanked a lot for what we do, so and that's awesome and welcome, but we enjoy it, and we appreciate you returning and those that have started with us, been with us for 8 years. Congratulations to you as well, and everybody that's joined us in between and with us. We appreciate you listening, and hopefully we can keep doing this a long time.
Let's talk about your next live event that's coming up July 10th. Because it is now less than a month away officially. And it's Gregory Ricks Live. Who's it for? What's going to happen there? How do you get involved?
It's for people that are interested in getting financial tips, learning about the path, how to find where you're at, and what does that destination look like? What about your risk number? You know, do you know how you actually feel about volatility and risk? Where and what blend should your portfolio have? That's part of what gets you there. And then, you know, maybe you don't quite understand multiple streams of income and the different tax classifications that you can take advantage of. And what we really want a lot of is tax-free income and structuring that way. And that's some of the things we're going to talk about that evening. Wes Blanchard is going to join us for a few minutes and talk about estate planning. And gosh, it's going to be an awesome experience because we're doing a wine and food pairing as well. That's why we call it Wine, Wisdom, and Food.
Well, it's Ruth Chris, so the food's pretty good.
Yeah, food will be good. The wine's good. You're going to learn some things about that too and have a great time and get to kick the tires on myself and some of my team, meaning check us out. And if you want to come in for a visit with us, you'll have the opportunity to do that as well. It is $10 to attend. Why? Great reason. Charity. Just like today, we had a photo op at the World War II Museum, donated $2,500 today. So was excited about that, but that's what we do with the money we raise typically. We're going to receive a fee. I'm going to match it and we're going to donate it. Typically, we're rounding it up.
And the big check looked beautiful today. I got to see it in the office. It was absolutely gorgeous. If you want to be a part of that, you do have to reserve your seat. Now, some of these events are women only. This is not one of them. This is an open event.
Men are welcome as well.
Right. You can even
couples.
You can come by yourself even, guys, if you want. But I hope to see a few of you in the seats
out
there.
Bring a friend.
Yeah. Hey, you know someone else that needs financial help. But you got to RSVP. You can do that with the Winning at Life app. You can go to GregoryRicks.com or you can call Gregory Ricks' office, 504-832-9200. 504-832-9200. All right, we're doing the numbers next. I'm James Parker. We are Winning at Life with Gregory Ricks.
Gregory Ricks here. I enjoy fast cars, so I go to NOLA Motorsports Park in Avondale. They have a fun go-kart track, racing school, a 2.7-mile race course. And yeah, there's crazy guys on motorcycles. Hang off a bike, scrape some knees in the turns. I can't recommend it enough. NOLA Motorsports Park. Adrenaline fun. See what they're all about at NOLA Motorsports.
How often do you worry about money? James Parker here. You know, you don't have to worry about what's going to happen with your 401k when the stock market takes a dive again. You don't have to worry about running out of money when you retire. You can get your financial life in order, but it's a lot easier if you get some help. Find out if you're a good fit for Gregory Ricks and Associates. Come to our next live event. To reserve your seat, go to GregoryRicks.com, download the Gregory Ricks and Associates app, or 504-832-9200.
If you've got a financial situation and you're not quite sure what to do, you better call Gregory.
If you're not at your old job, your 401k shouldn't be either. I don't want it to become forgotten money. My guidance would be is if you're going to take and roll that over and you're going to correlate it to risk, I think you should work with somebody loss adverse, meaning that they would rather get you to cash than writing down losses.
Winning at Life with Gregory Ricks, weeknights at 7, Saturday morning at 10 on News Talk 99.5 WRN. No.
Nobody does potatoes like we do. Spectacular tubers, a meal and a baked potato, and more. Enjoy our fresh ingredients, homemade sauces, and real cheeses. You'll love our ginormous crawfish tuber covered with etouffee sauce. Franchise opportunities available. Spectacular tubers, a meal and a baked potato, and more. Visit us at spectaculartubers.com.
The Ricks Report with Gregory Ricks.
I'd like to have balance. What's in the company plan? I'm a fan of Roth. Also, I like after-tax dollars. What that does is give you a lot of flexibility. So if you're taking income from all three of those sources at retirement, you're taking tax-free income into the mix because when you take a distribution from your Roth, it is not going to show up on the 1040. And of course, after-tax dollars, you can really be creative in that and making look like some of your distributions are principal, so you're not being taxed. So it gives us an awesome mix. I've got a client, $4,200 a month in income. Off that $4,200 a month, her tax bill for the year was about $1,000.
Winning at Life with Gregory Ricks. If you've got a financial situation, you better call Gregory. Weeknights at 7, Saturday morning at 10 on News Talk 99.5 WRNO.
You can also reach me on the Winning at Life app or winningatlife.com.
I believe most people are good and most mamas ought to qualify for sainthood. I believe most Friday nights look better under neon or stadium lights. I believe you love who you love.
Ain't welcome back. This is Winning at Life with me, Gregory Ricks, your host. It's Live Financial Talk Radio. Love talking about me some money. Help giving guidance. We can talk about that Social Security check. We can talk about all those taxes you're getting hit with. Maybe those mutual funds. What about ETFs, exchange traded funds? Annuities, fixed annuities, or versus variable annuities. You know, I don't like them, the variables anyhow.
Or you can call and ask the difference.
You know, yeah, we could talk about that as well. 504-260-0995. We could talk about that insurance you might need on a rental property that you have. 504-260-0995. Download the Winning at Life app. You can text us, email us, even call us from the touch screen. There's you have access to the podcasts. There's a dashboard. Hey, there's photo album on there as well. Have we updated that lately? I'll have to check into that.
We did it like right around Christmas was the last update.
Okay, we'll have to check. Maybe it's time for another update of pictures and stuff. Just like, what was that we did this weekend? Bonding, work bonding.
Oh, what yeah, what that? Is that? Yeah, team building is what
team
they call it.
Building.
That's
okay,
such a corporate
sounds,
word.
That sounds much better than bonding, team building. It was pretty fun.
Team building is one of those corporate phrases like synergy. No one uses it outside of the workplace.
Yes, synergy is a great word as well. You know, I wonder, you know, when you, I'm going to talk a little bit of basketball here. This is a money topic. I know you're disbelieving of me, but it is. It's a money topic, and especially at the end of game one, which I know costs them some money because the more games
who
you play,
them?
You know who them. Everybody knows. Well, okay, in case you don't, them is the LeBronians, or officially known as the Cleveland Cavaliers, but I call them the LeBronians because it so goes LeBron, so goes the game there. And then towards the end of the game, they were at GSW, the gunshot wounds. Oh, I
Golden
mean
State.
Golden State Warriors.
Yeah.
It just GSW stands for that. So I
sure
always like to make it a little fun. And yeah, I'm a fair weather NBA fan because I only watch it during the playoffs.
Mm-hmm.
Who has time for 90 games or whatever it is?
Not me.
They play. Well, it's not as many games as baseball, and I surely don't have time for what? 180 games. I don't know how many play, but it's way too many. You know, it's like NFL's almost a stretch at 16. Think about it. College at a dozen. That's more my speed, you know. Okay. So they're Golden State's at home and the LeBronians are about to, they've got the game tied, free throws, missed. And the guy in the paint grabs the ball and they don't realize, but there's also a timeout. LeBron didn't realize that. But the guy thinks they're ahead, so he dribbles out of the paint almost to midcourt, and LeBron is just screaming at him. And then they go to commercial break after that because they did call the timeout, I believe. Yeah, mm-hmm. Call the timeout after basically all the time was gone. And you can see LeBron, like, doing very large arm movements, trying to explain to him what he did wrong. And then that look he gave. And I'm showing you this look here. It's probably, I wonder if that's the same look when he got his tax return. See where I'm going with this? It's kind of a shocker. LeBron got less than half. Not only did he not win the title, but on his last tax return, he got less than half of his $33 million after taxes this season.
That is not right.
$33,285,709 was his gross pay. That's 100%. Now, in the 2017-2018 season, there was escrowed 10%, something to do with the bargaining agreement with the Players Association and the NBA. So they withheld $3,328,570. Like, what's up with that?
I have no idea what that's about. But
LeBron
enough.
Probably said, if I had that, I could make a down payment on that yacht. But I can't afford it since I don't have that. Federal taxes was $11,899,082.
That sounds so
high. And then city and state taxes, $2.1 million. Agent fee at about 2.85%, $947,000. How would you like to be his agent?
I'd be happy.
Yeah, that's pretty good. It's very low percentage, though, huh?
Do you need it?
And then, let's see. Oh, he adds money to his 401k. That'd be probably about $18,000.
Right, yeah, there. Right. That just yeah. The maxing out.
He's maxed it out.
Did he get the match?
And then he gets paid the escrow from the 2016-27 that they withheld was $1.6 million. And then there's some shortfall here of plus $188,000. So his net pay is $16,737,751. Now, there's a sports writer that I believe did this. Let's see. Bruno Manrique did this article on June 11th. So we'll give him credit with Clutch Points is the website it came from. So wanted to give you an idea of what that looks like for a professional player. You think you have it rough in taxes. And Lance, one of the triplets that Stacy and I are raising, he asked, well, what's up? He said, there's no workarounds. There's no breaks for him.
That's with the breaks, buddy.
That is with the breaks. Now, James made roughly around 55 million endorsements. And while he's likely only taking a portion of that, his pockets are really not suffering anyhow, are they?
I love your story. Can I make one editorial change to it? Yeah. Instead of calling them the LeBronians, let's use his other names, and they'll be the Jamesicans.
I know you're biased to that name.
I am. Mike, Bay St. Louis. You're going to be first up on Winning It Life with Gregory Ricks. How can we help you, Mike?
Speaking of good return on investment, you mentioned about investment property earlier. You can talk about insurance. I just wanted to find out, I'm new to the area, where I've come from in real estate, literally for any type of return on rental property, the rule of 100 comes into play. Basically, if I can rent it for $1,000 a month, then it ought to be worth $100,000, if you're netting $1,000, I should say, on the net side of things.
That's pretty consistent.
Is that pretty consistent for this area comparatively?
That's what I have found. Now, it could be a little. Sometimes and it depends on where they're at in the mix. You always have some expenses, but that's also a number that ultimately if you own it outright, then you should be netting. You know, there's no mortgage. You should be netting around 8 to 10%.
But that's on an annual basis?
Yeah. But right now, yeah. But with money still being as cheap as it is, aren't you better off? Yes, you always want to have things owned outright, but at the same time, with the if you can still get a 15-year mortgage, even on investment property, and be below 5%, it just seems like that's a better use of your capital, is to not tie it all up on that property, but to diversify by having different types of investment properties.
Yeah, and you could look at that. That's a good leverage play there, and especially when you're growing and wanting to add on properties. But if you get to that point where this, I'm shifting this to a cash flow business, and it has turned into a business where you have people fixing the water heaters and toilets such as that, and other maintenance, but you still want to kind of be in that 8% area after said and done. Now, if you're carrying a lot of debt, you're not going to net as much.
All right. Well, you mentioned insurance that you should have for rental property. I mean, obviously, you hopefully are going to have an umbrella policy over and beyond the any liability insurance you would have on the property. Is that what you're talking about?
Yeah, that's one of them. And then, of course, property insurance, or they refer to as landlord insurance, to where if there's property damage, theft, or damage by tenants, you know, such as that, you want to have the proper insurance. But you're not required to carry it, of course, if you don't have any mortgage on it. You don't have to carry anything, but you surely at least should carry the liability.
Mike, are you putting these in an LLC or something too?
Yes, absolutely.
Hey, we got to run, Mike, but that sounds like you got a good situation going on. Call back if you need anything else. All right, if you want to be after Mike, 504-260-0995. I'm James Parker. We are Winning at Life with Gregory Ricks.
If you've been listening to Winning at Life for a while now, you probably already know that estate planning is more than just a will. You may need a trust. You definitely need both of your powers of attorney. So what's your plan? Hi, I'm Wes Blanchard, an estate planning attorney of offices in Metairie. Listen, don't leave your loved ones in a bind. Call me and we'll make you a plan or update your existing plan. Find me at wjblanchardlaw.com.
If you've got a financial situation and you're not quite sure what to do, you better call Gregory.
Look, I honestly think if you in any form or fashion are thinking about buying an annuity, you need to get a second opinion. You need to get an unbiased look at that, and that's why you should give my office a call.
Gregory Ricks is an investment advisor representative with Global Financial Private Capital. Gregory Ricks and Associates, 504-832-9200 or gregoryricks.com.
There's more to winning at life than making a bunch of money. It's also about finding something you love doing. Gregory Ricks here. For me, I enjoy fast cars, so I go to NOLA Motorsports Park in Avondale. If you like going fast on anything with wheels, this is the amusement park. I can't recommend it enough. NOLA Motorsports Park. See what they're all about at NOLAMotor.com.
If you like money, you will love the Winning at Life app. If you want to call the show or text Winning at Life right now, get the app. If you need to contact Gregory's office or any of the Total Wealth Authority, it's on the app. If you would like to stream the show live or on podcast, that's on the app too. It's free. Just a one-time login is all it takes to join the Winning at Life Nation. The Winning at Life app, your wallet's favorite app.
Thanks for listening to Winning at Life. By doing so, you have joined an elite demographic of people who tend to be more successful in their careers, have higher levels of education, and are generally winners. James Parker here. Wouldn't you like to get the message out about your awesome business to tens of thousands of other winners 6 days a week from Baton Rouge to Pensacola? Be on the winning team. Ask me about advertising, reasonable rates, a handsome spokesman, and an army of winners. Email james@gregoryricks.com.
The contents on this show are meant for educational and entertainment purposes only and is not meant to take the place of your attorney, accountant, doctor, football coach, plumber, your plumber's plumber, your plumber's gardener, pizza delivery man, or your nosy mother-in-law. This show does not recommend the sale or purchase of any specific securities, investments, or investment strategies. Gregory Ricks is an investment advisor. Investment advisory services offered through Global Financial Private Capital. Now, back to Winning at Life with Gregory Ricks.
Welcome back. Winning at Life. Live Financial Talk Radio. I'm your host, Gregory Ricks. join us in conversation. Could be your real estate, could be those mutual funds, could be that 401k, about borrowing money from that 401k. Could be all them taxes. Are you taxed like LeBronian? There's a few others taxed that way, too.
Didn't we just agree they're going to be the Jamesicans?
Oh, I'm sorry, the LeBronian. Why, LeBron. Did I say LeBronians? I meant LeBron.
No, you said the LeBronian.
But I guess all his teammates are taxed at the same level, too.
I assume that's what you meant.
Yeah. I'm still not on board with Jamesicans, whatever. It sounds like the James Gang or something, bunch of bank robbers.
No, it's
I like LeBronians.
All right.
But we'll see what comes of the LeBronians in the off season. See who's making bank next year on that. If you have a financial situation, and no, it doesn't have to, we're not talking anymore about LeBronians. 504-260-0995, Winning at Life app. Just go to your app store. That's it. Winning at Life.
All right. If you don't stop me, we're going to do the numbers here.
What are you waiting on?
The number.
Good answer. Hey, welcome to the numbers segment. Follow along on the exact same charts and graphs we're looking at, winningatlife.com or the Winning at Life app. This is just where we take the snapshot of what happened in the financial world and let you know what happened today. And it was green, green, green. In fact, the old NASDAQ having fun over here setting records yet again. So there's a new record theme that has to be played here. NASDAQ's new all-time record closing, highest in the history of ever, 7,659. So it was up about 0.2%. S&P was up 0.1%. Dow Jones squeaked out about 5 points on the positive, so that's just a 0.02% gain, but green nonetheless, 25,322.
Let's see. 10-year treasuries, 2.954%. We're expecting a movement in that here in 2 days. And since we're on that, let's talk about the federal funds rate. Last week, it was at 1.5 to 1.75. That was a week ago. The last trade we showed on it is 1.5 to 1.75. 52 weeks ago, it was at 0.75 to 1%. 3 years ago, it was 1.5 to 1.75. Let's see, where might it be Wednesday evening? You ready for this? 1.75 to 2%, assuming the Fed gives us a quarter point hike, which is expected. So just a little history on that. Mostly it's the same number you're giving out. 52 week low on the Fed's rate was 0.75 to 1%. The high of the past 52 weeks is 1.5 to 1.75.
It sounds so lame when you put it like that.
I know. I thought it'd be a little change today regarding that. 1.5 to 1.75. It's been consistent there. So what about crude oil? Ooh, up a little bit. Aftermarket, $66.11. Gold, $1,301.20. Silver, it's just inching back up to $17. It's $16.91.
Well, look, we got our two biggest commodities. Well, really, our three biggest commodities, if you want to throw in silver. They've basically gone flat for all of June, which is nice and stable. We have the Fed. They're starting their meeting tomorrow. And did they announce it tomorrow? They announced their
Wednesday
is the announcement. Okay. So
there's a podium.
Well, that theory is probably going to stand for another round. The FANG stocks were getting a lot of talk today, but you go and look at it. Apple was down a little bit. Microsoft was down a little bit, but the rest of them were doing well. More complaints about Facebook that were bleeding over from the late news cycle last week, Thursday and Friday, into this morning. Oh, they let some Chinese firms dig in there, that and stuff. I turn around and look today, it's up 1.3%. All right. I still went. I still checked my photos. Still got my stuff figured out. But not a lot of movement anywhere. This is kind of a slow day. I mean, on the upside, the big one, Tesla, really? That has to be on the battery
news. The battery company?
Right. But,
you know, they've refunded a quarter of their Model 3 depositors. Because what it's turned out, you signed up for what you thought was a $35,000 car, and what is it? It's a $66,000 car. They just don't build any of the low ones. So you're getting skipped over if you were expecting, if you're not putting in your build sheet to really build it out, like all the options.
Right.
Oops, we had trouble on the line today. That car couldn't get built.
You'll like this news? Well, I don't know if you'll necessarily like this, but this will amuse you. Cryptocurrencies.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Bitcoin's way down.
And
got hacked at that.
It did. And if you count up all the currencies in, since the hack that happened last week or that was announced at the beginning of last Friday, they're down $42 billion. I mean, it's all ethereal anyway. It's not like there's any tangible loss there. But the pretend money has lost $42 billion worth of value. So the 2018 sell-off in cryptocurrencies has deepened. Bitcoin slumped this year more than 50% for the year. Now, granted, they're coming off their all-time high. That was December 16th or 17th, sometime around there, about 6 months ago. But since January 1st, it's down about half. So Bitcoin dropped about 12% over the weekend, trading under $7,000. Other major virtual currencies also went down. So,
not a good day for the cryptos.
Hang on. At the height of global cryptomania, I just wanted to dig this stat out for you. You'll love this one, Gregory. Check this out. At the height of global cryptomania in early January, the market cap on cryptocurrencies was estimated at $830 billion. Right now, it's at $298.
How the mighty have fallen. That new all it thing is not quite it anymore.
Isn't this what happened to Beanie Babies?
Yeah, a lot of other fads, yeah.
Look, Beanie Babies was special because I saw people setting up tents in the parking lot of strip malls to sell these, to buy, sell, trade. And I would go in there, I'd be like, what is going on? I would ask these people, you're really just selling Beanie Babies here? And they're like, yeah. I'm like, what's your most expensive Beanie Baby? And they're like, well, this is the Princess Diana Beanie Baby. It's worth $4,000. I'm like, oh, I would have to get out of there. And that's how you talk about cryptocurrencies, Gregory. That's the same look on your face. That's why I recognize it. I've seen it. I've been there.
You feel the pain for those that were getting in at those high levels. Friend of ours got in at a pretty high level, started losing, and he got out. Imagine if he had said, well, you know it's going to come back. He'd be kind of sick today, huh?
Yeah, he's still kind of sick even from that little dip in the toe in the water action. So, hey, there you go for the numbers segment there. Again, you can follow along, see the exact same charts and graphs we're looking at, winningitlife.com or the Winning It Life app. Fun stuff there. All right, when we go back to retirement planning, your turn or my turn. Should I open an IRA for my child? This is a great question I saw from an advice column. So the result here, though, let me just see if you agree with the conclusion. I'll do the conclusion first. If your child has earned income, putting it in an IRA can absolutely make sense. We all agree with that, right?
Yeah. What's that age they need to really be at to where earned income's justified by the IRS and all the others watching the child labor?
Didn't Jude say it goes down as far as 7 years old?
That's what I recall him saying.
That number?
There. And then it's continues upward after that, but that's what, you know, that's kind of the sticking point. Earned income, you've got to show that. You've got to have your own business to get the seven-year-old to drag pallets across the floor or something. I don't know what you would have them doing, emptying the trash, shredding paper, but
sure.
His fingers are too small for that. That would really concern me. Maybe being a greeter at the door, you know, what? Feed the guard dog at the thing, but then it might be a mean dog. I'm just not feeling my 7 year old working.
But I love listening to you and Jude have these discussions because, you know, I get the little money sign over the pupils in my eyes like they do on cartoons. And I start.
And I hear the people, well, they're not really working, but you can pay them. Yeah, I know. I get that.
Yeah, you pay him like that's pre-tax money from the business. It doesn't get taxed at your rate. It gets taxed at their rate.
And he is in a lower tax bracket, so let's put him to work. Shred something.
504-260-0995. I am James Parker. We're Winning at Life with Gregory Ricks.
Mortgage Gumbo with your chef, Dwayne Stein.
We just want everybody out there to be informed. I just think you're not going to get more transparent than what I do on this show, what Greg does, and when he brings on the other members of the Total Wealth Authority. We're as transparent as it gets. We just want to share as much information as we possibly can.
Mortgage Gumbo with Dwayne Stein this Saturday at 1 on News Talk 99.5 WRNO. If you've got a financial situation and you're not quite sure what to do, you better call Gregory.
If you'd like to participate in the show, let's talk about what you're doing in retirement. Are you on pace? Do you have an income plan? Do you know where you're going to be 5, 10, 15 years out? Have a reasonable idea. Nothing's exact because things change, but do you have that idea?
Winning at Life with Gregory Ricks. Weeknights at 7, Saturday morning at 10 on News Talk 99.5 WRNO.
How often do you worry about money? James Parker here. You know, you don't have to worry about what's going to happen with your 401k when the stock market takes a dive again. You don't have to worry about running out of money when you retire. You can get your financial life in order, but it's a lot easier if you get some help. Find out if you're a good fit for Gregory Ricks and Associates. Come to our next live event. To reserve your seat, go to GregoryRicks.com, download the Gregory Ricks and Associates app, or 504-832-9200.
Two questions. Do you have a pulse? Do you own anything? If you said yes to both, you probably need a will. You may even need a trust. We all know a lawyer. Do you know someone who specializes in estate planning? Do you really trust the husband of your sister's friend from college? Or would you feel better putting your family in the hands of the estate planning attorney of the Total Wealth Authority? I'm Wes Blanchard. What's your plan? Offices in Metairie and at wjblanchardlaw.com.
The Ricks Report with Gregory Ricks.
What people really don't understand is there is a war for the money going on out there. You've got Wall Street wanting your money in a pretty bad way. What are they bringing to the table for you? Risk. And then the other is the banking community. They're battling pretty hard for your money as well. You know, they get cheap money anyhow, but they want your cheap money as well to go loan out at higher rates. Then you've got the insurance industry. What primarily are they using? Annuities. And you've got to try to sort through all this on what should I be doing? What's going to work? And if anything, you probably need to find the right balance between the three and for it all to correlate.
Winning at Life with Gregory Ricks. If you've got a financial situation, you better call Gregory. Weeknights at 7, Saturday morning at 10 on News Talk 99.5 WRNO.
You can also reach me on the Winning at Life app or winningatlife.com. Winning at Life. I'm your host, Gregory Ricks. We have a few minutes left in the show. You can get your call in 504-260-0995 or not, or do it. Just call. Ask that question. It's there. Hey, how about this one? You want a valid reason? You should claim Social Security at 62. I know some people just fell off their chair, drove off the road. Pull it together now.
Because normally we don't support this idea, no,
in
but
theory, every month you defer, you earn more money. One of the things that, you know, claiming benefits early, God, that's tough to argue with. Poor or questionable health might be the reason to do so. There was a blog, publisher of a website about growing older in mid-century modern. And let's see, we've got this lady here. She says, I'm not crazy, but there's ironic. Well, there's iron logic in her decision. She's taken Social Security early because that's $14. I'm sorry, $1,400 less a month she has to worry about making. She started taking Social Security early because she had cancer 2 years ago, and cancer taught her that life is not a Google calendar with an infinite number of slots to fill. She said life is finite. Well, we all should understand that it is. Unless you're 19, then you don't think it applies, or you're James Parker. where it doesn't happen to him. So she said, I'll give up some stuff and the promise of more money later for more freedom now to spend my time as I wish. She doesn't expect at all a long life. And once again, and we've talked about this before, but it's a little bit different take on it, where somebody's telling a story that, yeah, I had cancer, and if I turn it on now, I don't have to work to make that amount of money, so I can reduce my level of work, pay my bills, and enjoy life now, not knowing how long I have. And that's the only reason I've ever seen that you turn it on early, is because of health. Legitimately, the other reason is, yeah, you don't have money saved for retirement. You have to turn it on. So what's the game plan for them? Work as long as you can before you stop and turn it on. Biggest mistake is not having saved for retirement. You become eligible at 62. Well, I'm still working, but I want to turn it on too. I don't think that's good enough reason when you can grow that pension by 8% a year starting at 62. But health, had many of those discussions, James. If health is bad, that's where you're having that decision before full retirement age.
Yeah, so hard to argue against that scenario. I mean, I could guess the math would be kind of iffy if you're the large benefit and you're thinking about your spouse's benefit that you're going to leave behind if she has, you know, not a stellar work record and Social Security credit built up. Then it gets a little tougher, but still.
But when you've had, and we had a discussion about one last week, when the larger income earner of the couple has already built the largest check. We've actually had a couple of discussions about that, and I think also with one, with a caller on Saturday a week ago show was talking about the primary has the largest check. They're not going to reach that even if they defer. So then it's a consideration of turning that on early or definitely by FRA. Why are you waiting? Of course, we run the math, but it's a consideration. Why should they both wait to 70? They not always should, and especially if that spouse has a health issue as well. That's additional income that can come on board.
Yeah, that was one of the things when I started this show 8 years ago. I had no idea how many different ways you could turn on Social Security. Just one person, and then you throw a spouse in that mix, and the options get exponentially larger. But then you throw in some blended families, like, you know, with some previous marriages or issues like that. I just didn't know how many options were out there, period. And I got to think most of the people listening to this show are really just walking on the sidewalk out there. They don't know about this stuff either. You know, you don't know what the probably the biggest eye opener is, how many options you have when it comes to taxes. You know, like, because we talked in the last segment about if you have an LLC, if you're self-employed, getting some of that money to your kids, or, you know, if you're hitting the AMT, there's all kinds of other things you can do to tuck some of that money under the limit. I didn't even know about all these options, no matter what the issue was, you know?
Well, that's why you should work with somebody that has an understanding of that or has a tax professional, preferred a CPA connected or on their team, so to speak. It's just like structuring on businesses or real estate or estate planning. Why should you probably should work with somebody that has an estate planning attorney connected as well. You need a better understanding of how all these things work. You might need to work with somebody that has a better understanding of how to create and generate and distribute tax-free income. And it's not just by using a Roth IRA.
You've got me convinced, because you know exactly which pitcher of Kool-Aid I'm going for as soon as the credit cards are paid off.
Yeah, that's all tax-free money or creating, you know, whether it's Roth or 7702 or other structuring that possibly could be done to create tax efficient, not just tax-free income, but other that are tax efficient to come out. We don't want all of our streams of income. And remember, you should be thinking multiple streams of income. What do I mean? Maybe it's that 401k, it's that deferred comp, it's that Roth account, it's that pension, Social Security, did I say Roth?
You Roth say
account,
Roth, yeah.
7702, multiple streams of income, and all these are not taxed at the same level. So if you're taking income from all of them, you're not being fully taxed on any dollar that you take.
So let's do a quick rundown of math here. People always want to get to $1 million. You're saving $300 a month. Let's assume an 8% average annual return, and you start late. You start at 55. How much are you going to have by age 70? $35,000. If you start 5 years earlier, Gregory, you have five times as much money, $165,000. That's only a five-year difference on when you start saving, but it's the difference between $165,000 and $35,000.
Yeah, young people should get serious about it. Doesn't take much.
If you start that at age 25, it's $1.39 million. Starting to feel a little missed opportunity out there. I'm not doing $300 a month. I was for a while there. I was doing $300 a month. Had to kind of back off for a minute. I'll get back to it. But I want to get back to it in Roth style. Because imagine if you have that much money.
Roth style.
Yes. Huh? Yeah. I'll coin a phrase. Imagine if you have, you know, close to $1 million and the tax man can't get it. Then you really have close to $1 million.
Do you have a retirement story to tell? If not, let's start creating one. And it doesn't have to be the story you tell because you've just retired, but the story you're building to tell later, how you're going to get there, how you're going to enjoy it, something to teach your kids and grandkids about. You know what you do? It starts by making a phone call. Call my office and let's find out where you are on the path. What does your financial destination look like? What is it you know and you need to learn, you know, about taxes, multiple streams of income? Become a part of the Winning at Life Nation. Give us a call, 504-260-0995. That's all it starts is with phone call. Nobody's forcing you to do anything. Anybody can leave a meeting at any time, and you can overstay your welcome. They're limited to an hour and 15 minutes tops. You are getting out. Nobody's going to make you do anything. GregoryRicks.com, 504-832-9200. And attend our upcoming event in a few weeks, the Wine, Wisdom, and Food event.
July 10th, 6:30 p.m., Ruth's Chris in Metairie. You have to RSVP to attend. This isn't a women's only event. This is an open event. Couples, guys, girls, take your pick, but you do have to reserve your seat. It will sell out. They have a tendency to fill up, don't they, Gregory? There was an empty seat at the last one. So RSVP at the office, 504-832-9200. You can go to GregoryRicks.com. We're connected on the Winning at Life app. So however you can get to us, we'd love to see you there in just less than a month. All right, thanks for hanging out. We do this 6 days a week. If you want to catch all our shows, you can listen live or on demand with the Winning It Live podcast or winningitlife.com. I'm James Parker. Thanks for hanging out on our 8th anniversary show. We are Winning It Life with Gregory Ricks.
Winning at Life with Gregory Ricks is a copyright of Down South Productions for the private use of our audience. Gregory Ricks is an investment advisor representative with Global Financial Private Capital. Any unauthorized use of this broadcast without expressed consent is prohibited. Find show contact information and podcasts in the Winning at Life app.
Gregory Ricks is an investment advisory representative through Global Financial Private Capital. 504-832-9200 or GregoryRicks.com.
Your new home for Walton and Johnson on News Talk 99.5 WRNO FM, New Orleans, iHeartRadio.